Hey everybody, this is Louie from Gamersheep.com, and I'm going to do a quick little podcast here with the Audio Boo app on my iPhone. It's something hopefully I'll do a lot more of, maybe some of the other guys will too. And I wrote a column earlier in the week about Killzone 3. I got the game, played through it. I actually got a chance to play through with some move a lot, and I'm going to play through the game a couple more times probably before I write my reviews and all that stuff. And one of the questions I asked of just the community really was, what do you want out of the review? And more importantly, what should I include in the review? Now, I wasn't really asking for, like, guidance, you know what I mean? Like, I know what I'm going to review. I know how I'm going to review it. I was just wondering what the people wanted, what people were interested in, and really what it is you guys think a review is or a good review is. Like, what do you include? And the response I got was really, really good. There was a lot of variety. But, like, once you took away the fanboyisms, there was, like, some people wanted a video review. Some people thought that was the best way to do it, because it shows the game. Some people said leave move out of it completely. Other people said do something specific on move. Some people said, you know, do a couple paragraphs on the multiplayer. Other people said do give me a lot of details on the multiplayer and maybe even wait for that to be out a while before you review it. So the response and the variety of what you guys want in a game review is really, really cool, because it just shows there's no one way to do a review. I think what was kind of universal in the response and what everybody seemed to want was just something that was honest and was a critical look at the game, and then something that gave detail about the game. Like, so if I tell you the story is whatever, then why do I think that? If I tell you that the weapons are whatever, then why do I think that, right? So that seems to be the one thing that I think was pretty common among the responses, was just detail. And, you know, a lot of detail, a lot of description, and some clear explanations to why maybe I feel one way or the other. And then, overall, just be critical if there's something to be critical of. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to be critical of a game. I think that's a pretty good overall guide to how to review a game. And I've reviewed games before. It's not that I haven't reviewed games before. I've done a good amount of them. You know, less than some people, more than others. So I have some experience in playing a game, and playing a game with a critical eye, and playing a game as a person who now has to write about that game. It's a whole different thing to play a game, play through a game, have fun, whatever, than it is to go and play through it and have to actually be informed and form an opinion and form a coherent opinion, and then be able to express that opinion in a way that people can get something out of. That's kind of hard. So I'm still working on the review. Like I said, I played through with some move a lot last night. I'm going to try to take a break tonight and hopefully play some Dead Space and maybe a couple other games. And then I'll go back up. The embargo lifts next Wednesday. I think it's the 3rd. So on the Gamer Sheet, we're going to have a lot of stuff. We'll do the straight review of the game. I'll do something specific and separate on move. So that's why I did that last night. I played through a couple levels on move. And I'm going to focus on move, on everything that there is to do in the game and how that translates to the move controls. And then I will do something short on multiplayer, but people made a valid point. It's true. You don't really know the full multiplayer experience until the user base is playing it, until you're fully invested into it, and until people get a chance to really go and play it. But I do think there's value in telling you guys my experience early on in the multiplayer. What are some of the things, and maybe some tips, some things to look for when you start playing. And then we'll come back as a group on the Gamer Sheep and do a podcast or something specific to the multiplayer and how we think it holds up against the others in the market. So, you know, Killzone stuff is coming. Killzone 3 stuff is coming. And I really appreciate all the feedback we got from the post. I was worried that initially people were going to think it was just pandering, but it wasn't. I was hoping to get some solid feedback and some overall idea of what it is gamers in general think a good gaming review is. And the response was it varies. It just totally varies according to what you guys want. So I think the best sites give you everything. With the big games, the best sites give you everything. So I may not do a video review because that's not really my specialty. But we have a guy on the site, Sonny, who is great with them. He's brilliant with the video reviews. I'm sure he'll do one for you guys. I'm sure he'll do one soon after it launches. Until then, I'll keep you busy with stuff to read about the game without hopefully spoiling much of it. So that's it. I wanted to get on here. Thanks for the support. Keep the feedback coming. Stay with Gamersheep. We're going to have tons of stuff for you guys. Take care.